from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Swift. Can you get anything going? Just a few yards here, and it's third down, although there is a flag thrown as well. Tavondre Sweat, one of the big bodies coming out of Texas.
Obi, offense number 65, 10-yard penalty, second down.
Coleman Shelton's tough day continues, and a lot of it has to do with those interior linemen for Tennessee that have made impacts all day.
Well, Tavondre Sweat making him sweat. That's a load to try and block right there. And he's holding on for dear life. Once again, the umpire. Yeah, we got to get Shelton some white gloves. When you're playing a team with white jerseys,
yeah,
you got to go white gloves.
Jason Kelsey sitting somewhere just shaking his head. Come on, Shelton.
Adam Amin and Mark Sanchez, a fun and relaxed listen on the TV broadcast. Pat Manley and me, Matt Spiegel. Pat, I got to say, I don't know if you've caught me doing this, but I have openly called myself the second highest ranking center on the Scores air staff. Olin Krutz is number one.
Yep.
And then me with my 4 years of intramural flag football play with the Mighty Sequoias as a center and a nose tackle. In my collegiate years, I've arrogantly put myself number two. You, obviously, a 16-year NFL veteran as a long snapper.
Not a center.
That is in the center of the line. Are you okay with me placing myself above you in terms of center credibility?
I played center for the East Cobb Vikings back fifth grade. So I've got to put myself just above you.
Oh,
Olin's way up there, but I'll be just above you.
Fifth grade?
Yeah, fifth grade.
Come on, man.
We were good. We won the conference.
College intramurals above fifth grade regional ball? No?
I don't know.
Would you play at Duke? You were a tackle at Duke, right?
Left guard, then left tackle, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they never put me I did want to play center, but yeah. I had to play those positions.
But he eventually made it to the NFL.
that seems to be an appropriate thing to point out. It's true.
Yeah.
If you needed somebody to play tomorrow, you'd choose Pat over me or in our shared athletic prime of our 20s.
You mentioned you were a D-tackle. Were you more like Jeffrey Simmons or Tavondre Sweat?
Oh, yeah. No, I was more like Tavondre Sweat because I didn't want to weigh in either. I had no interest in weighing in. That dude didn't weigh in.
So you got drafted lower because of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's exactly right.
But
that's
then still of a defensive lineman, man.
That's why I didn't get drafted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that guy.
Oh, man. It's because you didn't go to the combine.
Yeah, that's right. It's because I wasn't invited. They didn't scout the Boston.
The Mighty Sequoias?
Yeah, the Boston Division III Flag Football League. They did not scout.
Should have.
Didn't get my invite. was Coleman Shelton as bad to you as he seemed to me yesterday? I'm frustrated by the lack of resources continued to devote to center. And that dude was a turnstile at times. One play he did get tripped up, but he was a serious turnstile on several other
It's
occasions.
Always easier to go into meetings on Monday morning after a win. But that O-line meeting today, those three interior, not just Coleman Shelton.
Yep.
It's going to be a long meeting. Tevin Jenkins didn't play well. But that tells you how good Jeffrey Simmons and this Tavondre Sweat is. They going into that game, you heard all about Tavondre Sweat coming out of Texas and the weigh-in issues, and that's why he dropped down in the draft. Jeffrey Simmons has had a heck of a career so far, but coming off an injury, was banged up a little bit, didn't really play in the preseason. What's he going to be like? Well, they got two dogs in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody in the NFL is going to have a problem with him. But I do think it exposed to all of us that they're not there at all. You know what I mean? They can't go against high-end competition.
Not in the middle. Of that offensive line. Nate Davis played poorly and was benched, and they can call it a rotation, but it sure felt like a benching. Let's listen to Olin Krutz with the morning show with Mully and Haw talking about the offensive line, specifically the interior.
They struggled yesterday, right? I think everyone saw that Coleman Shelton now went up against Tavondre Carter. I heard you guys talking about Tavondre Sweat. I heard you guys talking about that on the show earlier this morning, how tough of a block he was. And we had Keith Bullock on the pregame show in the morning, and he told us how Tavondre Sweat absolutely dominated Lloyd Cushenberry in camp, which had me worried going into the game because I had saw that in the pregame. I'd watched him at University of Texas, and I was a little worried about him. Anyway, we didn't see Jeffrey Simmons. He was out for five games at the end of last year. He didn't play at all at preseason, so I thought to myself, man, if this guy dominated Lloyd Cushenberry in camp, right, what's he going to do to Coleman Shelton in this game and with Jeffrey Simmons back? And that's exactly kind of what happened. Now, it wasn't just Coleman Shelton, guys. He was beating the hell out of Tevin Jenkins too, right? So he beat him a lot. On the first pass that you would say Caleb Williams missed, Tavondre Sweat ran over Tevin Jenkins in the middle of the line there and put pressure on Caleb Williams. So he was just a handful for the inside three of the Chicago Bears yesterday. So watching that game, you're hoping that it was just they went.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And against this elite defensive line on the inside, and you're hoping they have a bounce-back game coming up here against the Texans. But they struggled inside. Obviously, you don't want to keep changing your right guard. If you're playing two right guards, it means you don't have one right guard, right? They would try to run, I think it was like a boot screen to the left when Caleb took that 19-yard sack, and Nate Davis kind of just runs by Tavondre Carter, who crossed. They call it a return stunt. He crossed across Coleman Shelton's face. And I got to be honest with you, if I'm an O-line coach on the sideline, I see that kind of effort on the play, I might go to my backup right guard also.
Damn. So there you go. That's the play, the 19-yard sack where Caleb didn't really stand a chance on the first moment. That, right. that's a time to just get swallowed up and take your 5 yard sack and
or he had time just to burn it, like just to burn it.
Maybe on that first effort.
Yes, you cut it. Yeah. But that's maybe something, you know, he'll know, like he just beat, I got to burn it.
Well, yeah, I mean, and we can talk about Caleb, and we will with Kurt Warner in about 10 minutes, in terms of like the quickness of everybody
yes.
in the NFL.
Yeah.
And,
no
and learning that, and that's what these first few weeks are going to show him in a different way. But what do you do? What do you do moving forward? Because Ryan Bates and Coleman Shelton was a center competition that didn't really happen because of injury. And now Nate Davis, highly paid. You got one guy who missed the first half of camp, one guy who missed the second half of camp. You got three guys for two jobs at this point.
Yeah, your game plan. But going into this game, you know, you heard about Javondre Sweat. You didn't have a whole lot of tape on him coming through the preseason. So you're, I think, maybe game planning more for Jeffrey Simmons. So you're going to slide somebody there and maybe take, you know, help Nate Davis if he's over on him. I don't know how many teams in the NFL are going to have two guys in the middle that are this good. To be honest with you, Javondre Sweat blew me away. I couldn't believe what 360 pounds. You know, Olin talked about the return stunt. He's got to go almost a whole gap across here and how quick he can move. There's another one that Tevin Jenkins missed on a down block when they were pulling the other guard. Mm-hmm. He beat him and made a tackle for loss. And I'm like, you're 360 pounds being that quick, going against Tevin Jenkins, who you would expect to be able to pull that block off, and he couldn't. So I'm not so much concerned about going against two guys that good again this year. I got to look at the roster and kind of break that down. But it's game plan. You've got to figure out where these guys are struggling. How do we help them out? Do we have to keep an extra back in? So if you're sliding one way, does a back have to step into the A gap or B gap to help the other guard? You don't want that to happen because you're taking away the pass plays and all that kind of stuff. But they might have to. If that's the only way you can keep Caleb alive and comfortable in the pocket, that might be the only thing you can do.
Well, I wonder if we'll see more sprint outs and more rollouts and more
right,
boots.
But then they were doing stuff to cut those edges off.
Yeah, they
that's
were.
What did, so there were a few times he was trying to boot, and if you watch their D-end or the outside linebacker or their nickel safety or corner, whoever's, they were going up the field.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't coming underneath. And you remember Justin Fields sometimes would be able to get outside and have the big runs.
Right.
But this one, they know he's not going to run, so they're going to go even higher up on him to cut him off, to pull him up, to keep him in that pocket.
Brad Biggs had some ideas this morning with the morning show on how they could go shopping for more.
Why? You're not going to find any centers that you want down at the offensive line store this week. They're not out
there. I thought it was a vineyard.
Yeah. There's a sale today, isn't there?
Yeah, you can get them. You can get them marked off. They're priced to go, but they're there for a reason. They've been returned, and most of them have probably been returned multiple times. You know,
there's not a vineyard out there. You know, we're not going to be growing, you know, any 6'5", 330-pound tackles, you know, at this point.
Oh, it's an all-timer. Jerry Angelo with the tackle vineyard. Because I always loved to imagine that.
You know, like, where a vineyard is, right? It's in. Where's the O-line store? Where would you put the O-line store? Like in Omaha, Nebraska?
No, I think Gurney Mills.
Locally here you're talking, not nationally. Because there's not any I guess you can go to Michigan and get some vineyard. Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, right? I mean, every state says they have vineyards.
Yes, right now.
Like, look, the Indiana wine scene.
But I'm just
terrific.
Wondering where the like national O-line store would be.
You're not going to go to the offensive line store.
Speaking of offensive line and who might manage that store, getting a lot of texts from Wani today, who's driving and listening in the car, and said, Pat, did everything possible to avoid Tony Wise offensive line drills. Oh. So maybe that's why you wouldn't know is what he was saying.
Oh. Well, he wouldn't allow me to not miss him. So maybe, yeah, I always had to do them.
That's Wani again telling his narrative.
Well, hold on, Coach. You're not
true.
Here, so I can speak for a minute. I did middle drill and 9-on-7 my first year with you every day, and I hated it. That's when I realized I was not going to be an NFL O-lineman, so I'm not the owner of the O-line
I'm just glad
store.
That
Tony Wise is the manager of that store.
And
Tony Wise said hello.
Oh, man, that's awesome. He's the greeter and the manager at the offensive line store. Is
he
Tony
would be good.
Wise.
He would be good.
Be great at that.
He
you
would
walk
be darn
in.
Good.
Hey, Tony, how are you? Where do you keep the centers?
Yep.
You know? Aisle 7 right down there. We'll see
what
if the
floor?
Bears bring
I, do,
any
I would
in.
Do floors. You know what I mean? You have to have a big store.
Let's talk quarterbacks with Kurt Warner. We'll do this every Bears Monday. What did you think of Caleb Williams' debut, and does he have what it takes to learn to be better? We'll do it next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.